Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
For the great and mighty things that he has done, we would like to welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And today is an awesome day. Today is a good day. Today is the day that God has given us supernatural favor. God has blessed us tremendously. God woke us up this morning to see a day that we've never seen before, and we just thank God for just being God and God all by himself. So today here on the Breakthrough Broadcast, we have an exciting topic for us today, plus study of the Word of God. For the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So today we're going to be talking about living the good life. And you know what? When I began to think about our topic, living the good life, I thought about living a good life is only by the grace of God. We can't have a good life except by the grace of God. Well, look, our study test today is going to be taken from Titus, the second chapter, 11 through the third chapter and the 15th verse. Our central truth would be, only by God's grace can we live the abundant life. Only by God's grace can we live an abundant life. And the key verse is going to be taken from the King James Version, which is Titus 3 and 7, being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for today. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us. We realize that it was only by the grace of God that we are saved. Only by the grace of God that we woke up this morning. Only by the grace of God that you let us breathe and walk and have our being. So, God, we just want to thank you today. And we thank you, God, for every person that you have allowed to listen to the Breakthrough Broadcast, because only by the grace of God that it was upon their heart to tune in to this at this time. So, Lord, we just give you praise and glory. Bless those that are listening to the radio station, bless and keep them in whatever they need. Lord, even now, I pray, God, that you will meet every need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We have with us today Pastor Francina Shanks. And Pastor Francina is going to be coming a little later, and she's going to talk to us and with us about Guided by Grace, which is going to be taken from Titus, the third chapter, verse 2nd, 9 through the 11th verse. But we want to begin to get into the discussion on today. We want to get into what God is saying through his word. Now, even as we go through the word of God, we always want to remember that the word of God is our roadmap. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our pathway. Well, let's go to the roadmap. Let's see what God has to say about the word of God. My topic today will be coming from Titus, the second chapter, 11 through the 15th verse, and my topic is instituted by grace. So let's read that 11th through the 15th verse. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should be lived soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. When we began to look at the Word of God, I noticed in the Word of God, when we began to, in our discussion, we brought in a man whose name was John Bradford. And John Bradford, his famous words was, when he saw a condemned criminal being taken to the gallows, that's what they did a long time ago. They didn't do the electric chair. They didn't put something poisonous or something that was going to kill you through your veins, but they hung you or they did other means. But John Bradford, he saw this condemned criminal that was being taken to the galleries to be hanged while he himself was a prisoner, knowing that he himself, his time would come. His time would come that he would go most likely to the by the same means. It tells us when we began to look at that, that shortly after that, this same man, he was going to be executed. And although he was the first man, as he looked at him, and knew that this man's life was going to be taken away from him, he could only say, by the grace of God. If, when we began to look even further, while he himself was a prisoner in the towers shortly after he too would be executed, John Bradford burned at the stake, having been falsely accused of being a heretic. I thank God that this man, first of all, had a commitment, had a love for God, had a compassion for God, knew Christ, for being able to suffer for something that he didn't even do, to be a burned state, to be able to go and to be life taken away from him. Those words that he spoke, only by the grace of God. It is only God's grace through Christ that make us a new creature in him. You see, the Bible let us know that we were all sinners. We weren't born saved, but we were all sinners, but we were saved by the grace of God. And God's grace empower us. He empowers our life so that we can live the life, that we can have a good life in him, only by the grace of God. And when we began to look at instituted by grace, when we began to look at something that is set up, something that was initiated, something that was set in place, something was inaugurated when we began to think about instituted. So we know that it was only by the grace of God that we are here through Christ Jesus. The most valuable, if you ask yourself, what was the most valuable gift that you have ever been given? If you are a Christian now, the answer to the question would be the grace of God, because only by his grace that we are saved. Only by his grace. Nothing that Dr. McCoy did. It's nothing that Shanks did, but it was by the grace of God. It's by his grace that we have been saved. And we are able to one day to enter into eternal life and to spend the rest of our life with Jesus Christ. And if you are wondering what is this all about and what is this grace, it's God's merited favor. Isn't that just awesome? Just to know that grace is God's unmerited favor, is his mercy, it is compassion. Oh, my goodness. I thank God for his favor. Have you ever experienced the favor of God? Have you ever acknowledged God's favor upon your life? And if you have ever experienced favor and acknowledged favor, even if you didn't acknowledge it, even if you didn't see it, God has given us that favor so that we will be able to do the things that we do and to be able to live a life for him. God, unmerited, nothing that we earned, nothing that we did, not by our education, not who we are, but it's by the grace of God, his love for us. So, therefore, God's favor is partial. It's partial to any other thing. Thank God that he is partial towards us and that he has that love for us. When I think about that, I think about the word of God in John 3:16, when the word of God say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I thank God that God loved us so much that he gave his son, he gave himself, that we can have a right to the tree of life. I thank God for his favor. I thank God for his mercy. When we talk about mercy, we talk about his compassion. We talk about how he's forbearance towards us. People that have been offended God in one way or another. People that was not in right relationship with God, but yet because of the grace of God, yet because he loved us so much, he paid that ultimate price one day that we could have a right to the tree of life. And then we see the grace, his unmerited favor, his mercy, his compassion. We talk about compassion, we see that Christ suffered for us. He suffered the suffering he had with us, the desire to relieve us, you know, from whatever we may be going through. So if you have compassion, you know, any kind of compassion, you got that compassion from God, that compassion upon the for the poor, those that are not saved, that want to see them saved, those that haven't been delivered, you want to see them delivered. So God had that compassion on us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. All people can take part in God's grace. Did you not know that? That all people can take part in the grace of God by saying yes to Jesus. And I think that's the most easy thing, that we can say yes to Jesus. Yes, Lord, that I want you to live in my life. Yes, God, forgive me for my sin, for my transgression. Yes, God, I will live for you. I will love you. And it's so many things that, according to the scripture, that we will do because of the fact that we saying yes to Jesus. You know what? God's grace also sanctified us. He sanctified me. You know, when I was sin and the transgression, God sanctified me. He cleansed me. He made me whole. He has made so many people whole. He made me to live holy before him, because his words say, be ye holy, for I am holy. His grace made it possible for me to say no to ungodly actions and worldly lust, except by the grace of God. I don't have to walk or live in ungodliness. I don't have to walk in the lust of my flesh. And I don't have to do ungodly actions in betraying the Christ that died for me, only because of his grace. We can have self-control. Did you hear what I said today? Through the grace of God, I can. You know why I'm saying I? Because the word of God says I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen me. And you can put yourself, your own self, in the same state of mind, that you can do all things. You can have self-control. Self-control from eating, self-control from lust, self-control from unrighteousness, anything we could do because of Christ, because of the mercy of Christ. We can have right relationship. Why? By God, by the grace of God. You know, sometimes we say, oh, we can't do this and we can't, it's not possible for things to work in certain areas or with certain people. But we must and can have a right relationship with God and with others. You know why? Because we're in Christ. Christ will fight our battles. Christ will make the difference in us and in others as well. But in order to do this now, we must accept that Jesus Christ has already done for us, and allow the Holy Spirit to help us live in our lives. Yes, we need the Holy Spirit to live in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and direct us. We need the Holy Spirit to be able to speak unto us. And we need to obey and hear the Holy Spirit as he speaks unto our heart. By God's grace, we are empowered to live a holy life in this present evil world. Yes, we do live in an evil world. Because the word of God says, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we have to weigh whether or not we're going to contribute or be a part of the things of this world. And it is an evil world that we live in, but we don't have to be evil because the world is evil. We don't have to do things like the world do. We don't have to walk in the lust of the flesh and the pride of life because the world does this. We can be different. God made us different. God gives us another reason to please him in the way that we live. The blessing, he gives us that what? He gives us that blessed hope, knowing that Christ will return for those who believe in him. If you read that 13th verse, you'll see what Christ is saying to us. He was saying, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm living this life so that I can live again. I'm living this life. My determination is to live this life that I can live again. And if you're listening to me today and listening to Breakthrough Broadcast with Pastor Shanks and myself, that you want to live this life. You want to live the grace life. You want to live the life that God will allow you to live with him eternity and live with him forever. So when we look for the returning of Christ, even as Paul said, that this hope should be motivate us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, knowing that he is returning for a peculiar people. And we are supposed to be those peculiar people, not living like the world, not walking like the world, not acting like the world, not jesting like the world, but we supposed to be those representatives of Jesus Christ. And we are supposed to be zealous of good works. You know what? Paul instructed Titus to speak often about things related to God's grace. And, you know, it's comforting. You know, even as we begin, and I'm quite sure, as you're listening to this broadcast, that you have been comforted. You feel the comfort, you feel the peace of God to know that he has your best interest before him. You know what? Titus was instructed to encourage people, persuading them toward right belief and behavior. And you know, it's time for us to encourage one another in the Lord, even encourage sinners to live right. Encourage them to do the right thing. Not hate on them, not put them down, but encourage them to live this life for Christ so that they too can live again. I'm almost finished. But if it is necessary sometime to confront people about their sins, the Christian life is begun by God's grace. But to grow in our relationship with the Lord, we must also rely on that grace, which includes submitting to the discipline of godly leaders when we stray from God's way. That's why it's so important for us to listen to God, listen to his word, listen to the leaders that God has given and those leaders that God has put in the church. What did he put there? He put apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the upbuilding of the kingdom, for pulling down of the stronghold of the enemy, for the edification of the church. He put that in there for the body of Christ. So we have so much that was gained and so much that God has given us for instituted by grace. In other words, it was set up by him. It was initiated by him. We have so much that we can say concerning Titus, 2nd chapter 11 through 15. But we want you to just take your Bible after this broadcast, sometime before you go to bed, or sometime before next Saturday come. We want you to be able to just go and read the Word of God. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you live better. It'll make you prepare, you'll make your way straight before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, we're getting ready to go to Pastor Francina Shanks, and Pastor Shanks is going to come to us, and she's going to speak to us today about guided by grace. Just get ready as the woman of God began to talk to you, as she talked to you by the wayside, as she talked to you from the Word of God. This is not from the Times Union that she has picked up, or your favorite city newspaper, or your favorite journal, or your favorite television network that you may have looked at this morning or on yesterday. But she's going to talk to you about the Word of God. Let's welcome Pastor Francina Shanks. Pastor Shanks.
Thank you. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and will do. Thank you so much, Dr. McCoy. I give God all the glory. I will be coming to you, people of God that are listening to this breakthrough broadcast about guided. My topic is guided by grace. I'm coming from Titus, the third chapter, the 1st through the 2nd through the 9th and 11th verse. I'm going to be reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Well, what that verse is talking about is this verse in Titus is talking to us, the people of God. And this is basically the leaders that God has placed in the church to remind the people of God that they are to be subject to principalities and powers and obey a mattress. That word means the laws of the land. We as Christian believers are to obey the laws of the land. First of all, we are to submit ourselves and obey those that have God has placed over us, like our apostles and pastors and over us, prophets over us, to be subject to them because they have to give into account to God for our souls. They watch out for our souls. So we have to submit ourselves as unto the Lord because he's working through them. And we are to follow them as they follow Christ. And so they are leading and guiding us into the word of truth and what we're supposed to do before God. They're leading us out of his word. So we are to be in subject to them. And also to principalities and powers. That means the laws of the land that the government has set up. We as Christian believers are supposed to obey those laws and those lands. Say, for instance, I'm going to give an example of the speed limit. When we as believers, we see the sign that says 55, we're supposed to drive at 55. We don't supposed to go over that limit doing 65 or 70 or 75. And they have the traffic lights. We're supposed to obey the traffic lights. We're not supposed to run the lights. The lights are red for a stop, yellow for slow down, you know, and be cautious, and then green is to go. But we as believers, we're supposed to obey those laws. We're not supposed to be like the world going out here doing things, you know, what we want to do. We did that in time past, some of us. Not all of us, but some of us did what we wanted to do. We didn't obey those laws. We didn't obey principalities and powers. We did what we want to do. A lot of us went out, we were stealing and doing all kind of other things, but after the Lord came into our lives by grace, because by grace we're saved, then God changed our hearts and our behavior, then we're not supposed to do those things. And so we're supposed to do good works. We're supposed to be ready to do good works. Verse 2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing meekness unto all men. We're not supposed to speak evil of men. No man. No other believer. No man. People, you know, we're not supposed to do that as believers. Brawlers mean fighters. We're not supposed to be fighting. Some of us did that in time past. We were fighting and doing all kind of other things, you know, involved in different kind of confrontation. But we're supposed to avoid that as a Christian believer. We're supposed to be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. To those in the body of Christ and to those that don't know Christ, they're supposed to see that in us. We're supposed to walk in the fruits of the Spirit and show them that we've been changed. And they got to see that in us. And we can't do the things we used to do. Well, it's by grace that we're saved. And so we're guided by grace. Verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived. See, we were disobedient, we were deceived, living in this world by the devil. The devil had us captive, the Bible say, by his will. So we were under control of the devil until the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shined on our hearts. And the Lord saved us by grace. Praise God. So we were at times foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving different kinds of lusts and pleasures, You know, we did what we wanted to do. We were going to the club, some of us. Everybody didn't go to the club, you know, but we were guided by lusts until the Lord saved us. So there's all kind of lusts, different kind of lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. So a lot of us was like that until Jesus Christ, by his grace, saved us and changed our hearts, because by grace that we're saved. So we as believers, every time we get up, the Lord let us see another day, we know it's by the grace of God. And I say it all the time to the people of God. And they'll say to me, how are you doing, Pastor Shanks? I say, oh, I'm doing great by the grace of God. That's my word that comes out of my mouth, because I know it's by grace that God woke me up, and it's by grace that he saved me. So anyway, we're not supposed to do all these things. We're not supposed to be hateful and hating one another, but walk in love toward one another and walk in love toward the world, because we were like them at one time. And so we got to remember that. Verse 4, but after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Praise God for his grace. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being baptized by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. My God, that is so awesome to me, that God loved us so much. And he opened up our hearts and minds and let us see this grace, his grace, that he poured upon mankind. And, you know, God's grace was already in the earth. That was his grace that he showed Adam and Eve when they disobeyed him. He could have destroyed them, but he didn't. He had a plan. He had a plan of redemption to save mankind. Because he already knew what they were going to do. He knew Satan was going to tempt Eve to eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. But it was by his grace that he spared them. That was his grace shown toward Noah. 8 souls when he destroyed the world the first time. That was his grace. So his grace has already been in the earth. But his grace was perfected through Jesus Christ. So they saw his grace, but his grace was not perfected till Jesus Christ came, because the Bible says the word came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was God perfected grace, the fullness of his grace upon mankind, because Noah, Adam and Eve, those souls, Abraham, they had died. And so the Bible says Jesus went down after he died. He went down to the heart of the earth and preached salvation unto repentance unto them and showed them God's grace. So his grace was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. God's grace was. Praise God. Thank God for his grace. And so then, verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we have been justified by his grace. And so we're now heirs. And the Bible says we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we are heirs of God. Praise God. And an heir, that's somebody that has inherited something. So we've inherited eternal life through Jesus Christ. And it's all by his grace. We have inherited grace. That means favor. Because we were all under condemnation and death. Until the grace of God came. So we got to remember and be guided by grace, because this is a faith walk. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. We are to constantly affirm this to ourselves and to others, that it's by grace that we're saved, and we're to be guided by grace, because grace is God's favor upon us. Praise God. That is so awesome to me, that they which have believed in God might be careful to to maintain good works. We are to maintain good works. We are to demonstrate the grace of God that's in us by doing good works, to being kind to one another, to walk in love toward one another, and to show that grace in the world to other people that don't know God so they can see the change in our life. And they'll say to you, I want to know why you are so different. You don't act like everybody else. And then you're able, that door is open for you to tell them about the grace of God because you're guided by grace. You know that God's grace is upon you. That means his favor is upon you. Because we were all sinners. Ha! Glory! Hallelujah! And that is so awesome to me. And so we are to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. We're supposed to do this as believers. Verse 9, but we are to avoid foolish questions and genealogies. You know that word foolish question means silly questions, questions that don't make any sense, that are unwise and ridiculous. And you're going to have people that come to you and ask you and talk about silly, foolish things that don't make sense. And so we are to avoid that. You'll have people say stuff like, well, why did Jesus Christ die on the cross? And they'll say, did he become the Son of God? How can he be the Son of God? And, you know, they'll come at you with different foolish questions. And that's not the only foolish questions people will say. But people just say, you know, you as a believer, you've been approached by people, or people have come to you and talked about silly questions, questions that do not make sense, unwise, ridiculous. So we as believers are to avoid them. And they want to talk about genealogies. And genealogy, that's talking about where their family came from, their heritage and their line. And they'll talk about, you know, I was descended from President Garfield. I'm just giving that as an example. My daddy was a Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Brown, you know. And I've got a long history. I can trace my family tree back to the Mayflower. Well, that's good. But we are to avoid all of that. It doesn't make sense. Then you'll get into a debate, striving and contention. There's arguments and quarrels and fighting. And we as believers, we have to avoid that because we're in Jesus Christ and we're his church and we are to avoid that. And, you know, we're not to do that. And they want to talk about the law. You got people want to talk about the law, even the law of God and the laws of the land. So we are to avoid all that because it leads to fighting and disputes. And we as believers are to avoid that. We are to walk in love toward them. We are to walk in grace and show them the grace of God that's in our life. We are to be guided by grace. Because it's grace, the grace of God that saves us. That means God's favor is upon us as Christian believers. A man that is an heretic, we are to avoid that person. Don't have anything to do with them. A heretic is a person that wants to cause division in the body of Christ. And be talking about the pastor and different ones, and talking about this and stuff, you know, like this foolish questions and all that. We are to avoid a person like that. They want to come and cause division and strife. We need to separate ourselves from them. We as believers are not supposed to get involved with that, knowing that he that is such is subverted as sinners being condemned of himself. So that person really has not let the grace of God come up on them. They're not submitting to the Lord. And so they're not walking in the fruits of the Spirit, and they have no wisdom, and so they're letting their flesh guide them. The flesh is what, say the flesh wants to argue, a fight. That's your nature, your Adam nature. But if you have the Holy Ghost and the grace of God has been shown upon you, then you are guided by the fruits of the Spirit. You're not going to get into arguments and fightings and stuff like that. So if you are around a believer like that, then you need to avoid them because that person is not submitting to the Spirit of God. They're not walking in the fruits of the Spirit, and they're not being a doer of the word. They're just hearing the word but not doing it. So we as believers have got to be a doer of God's word and not just hear God's word, because God's word is spirit and it's life. And so we have to be guided by grace and walk in love toward all men, but especially they of the household of faith, and that's other believers. And I just thank God for his word that we're guided by grace. And to God be the glory for the great things he has done and will do. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank Pastor Francina Shanks for those awesome discussions of the word of God. You know, when you listen to the word of God and you listen with a teacher or a preacher, the gospel as they teach and preach, because a pastor can teach and preach the word of God and exalt the word of God, when you can hear understanding and revelation and to be able to bring it to the forefront, to be able to give clarity of what the word of God is saying, bring illumination through it, then I'm quite sure that it makes a change in that individual life. So we do would like to thank Pastor Francina Shanks for giving us an awesome discussion on Guided by Grace. We'd like to ask you today, if you don't know Christ, do want Christ to be number one in your life? Do you want him to be able to live and walk and talk in you? See, the word let us know he doesn't dwell in an unclean place. He doesn't dwell in an unclean place. So therefore, we need Christ to set up forever resident in our lives. You know, just like Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I thank God by the grace of God that God saved Paul, whose name was Saul. I thank God by his grace, and I thank God by the grace of God that God saved me. And I want you to know today that even as he saved all of us and so many people, it is only fair for the invitation to be extended to you today. The invitation is, whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't matter what you used to do or what you did last night. It doesn't matter, because you know what? If you sincerely feel sorry for your sin and have that repentant mind, God will forgive you for every sin, for every transgression, and he will cast every sin into the sea of forgiveness, like he did mine, like he did so many other people, and he will cause you to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things become new. You may be the owner of First National Bank. You may be in a situation in your life that everything seemed to be good, but yet it's not good because you don't really know Christ, and you can't get it together because you're feeling that, you know, I have this, I have money in the bank, I have a nice car that I'm driving, I have a family, but I'm not happy, something is not right. I want you to know today that Christ wants to save you. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to make the difference in your life. And even you may be a backslider, and for some reason you left Christ, you need to come back today, because Christ is still in love with you. I promise you that he's still in love with you. And if you've never been saved, and if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have an opportunity We extend the invitation to you, the invitation to life. That's what the invitation is today, the invitation to life. And we want to give you the invitation of life. So by Christ's mercy and by his grace, that you can forever live with him. For the word of God said, if we confess with our mouth, we got to say it out of our mouth. We got to, not thinking it, we got to say it out of our mouth. And, well, you may be saying, well, I can't talk. But you know what? If you sincerely mean it and you ask God in your heart to forgive you for your sin, if you can't verbalize it, I just believe that God's going to do it for you today, and he will, because he is the God of grace, the God of mercy, and the God of compassion. Just say, God, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Save me, and I'll live for you the rest of my life. If you can just say it and mean it, God will show you how to live for him the rest of your life. He'll show you how to live beside every weight of sin that so easily beset you that you may run with patience the race that is set before you. If you prayed that prayer with us today and you asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, I want to congratulate you. I want to say thank you, Jesus, for another soul, for many souls that have been won unto the kingdom of God. Why don't you call 904-674-7831 and tell us that your life has been changed through the Breakthrough Broadcast, that God used this day, that you too was able to give your life to Christ. You don't have to make it a long conversation, but if you have whatever you have to say, because sometimes people think, well, maybe I have to say too much. No, you can just say that my name is Jim and I got saved today. You don't even have to give your whole name. But if God did something in your life, you know, you ought to not be ashamed about it. You ought to tell somebody. And if you don't call this radio station, I want you to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody, tell your running buddies, tell somebody that you've been saved. Your life has been changed, and that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just want to thank the Lord God for saving you and delivering you and making you free. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, even now for those that are saved and those that got saved on today. Father, we thank you, God, that they have made an entrance unto eternal life. And God, that their name has been written on the Lamb's Book of Life. And God, we just thank you, God, even right now. And Father, we ask thee, Lord God, if there's any sin, if there's any that are sick and have infirmities in their body, Father, we pray healing to them right now. Father, we thank you, God, that every sickness, every disease, God, is moving and it's gone in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every headache, every backache, God, every leg ache, Father, everything that they ever been experienced, every hurt, every pain, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you because you bore the price 2,000 years ago for their healing and for their deliverance. And Father, I ask you, God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that are covering them, God, even now. And this, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We would like to just thank all of you for taking the time out to tune in once again to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We would like to just thank God for you and salute you and encourage others to tune in as well. In behalf of Pastor Francina Shanks, in behalf of Dr. June Normeal, and myself, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, we bless the Lord for you. We thank God for his many blessings upon you. And we pray, God, the favor of God upon you and his grace upon you today and forever. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed. You're going in and you're coming out, going out in Jesus' name. Have a God bless day. Bye-bye.